Blog Talk Radio.
Then fight!
Everybody, what's happening? We got to fight the power. That's an appropriate song for right about now for so many reasons, right? What was happening back then when that song came out and what was happening now? I'm Citizen Payne. You reached the right place at the right time, baby. I'm K-Sun with K-Sun and Friends, formerly K-Thompson Live. I'm Citizen Payne with my boys, Wayne Gilman, Byron Saunders. And this is Wednesday after Trump attacked. Trump attacked everybody on Monday. Trump and the Republicans attacked in their attempt or ongoing effort to reinstitute the Confederacy. Surely that can be the only thing that it can be for the things to take place that take place inside these people's minds. But even a bigger story than that, we're going to focus on the positive news of the day, that the other cops, all four now, are indicted, charged, and are hopefully going to go to jail for a long time. Kind of a diverse group getting charged with the death of a black man. You got an Asian guy and another, I don't know what he is, but he's ethnic, and then another white guy. So, you know, they all, it's an interesting thing about what goes on in the police department and how some individuals buy into that or are too afraid when what's-his-face tells them not to turn the brother over, when they ask him to turn him over, and he tells them no, and they just continue on killing him. Makes no sense to me. But all four of them being charged now, and hopefully that will be that ass if you're anything like I am, and like I agree. The photo op, I just wanted to talk about this for a couple of minutes, and I'm going to get the fellas in here, let them rant about their particular things. I know they're chomping at the bit, but, you know, it was the photo op on Monday. He attacked everybody for the photo op and came and held the Bible up, looking all awkward, holding the Bible. Never seen anybody quite hold a Bible like that, unless it's something that you're not used to handling. You know, you can always tell when people aren't used to handling things, right? Because they look awkward, and he looked awkward in it. And the fact that it was, they say, reports say, it was planned, the idea of Jarrett and Hope Hicks. Jarrett and Hope Hicks, who, you know, I think Jarrett is Damien, myself. Anybody up on the Omen trilogy, you know what I'm talking about. And how ironic that they gave his father-in-law, you know, Satan uses one of his minions to do his work. And it's like that, the forces of good and evil, because, you know, there's, you start getting into some real serious karmic territory when you use religious symbols and talismans and artifacts to your own demonic and devilish purposes, which is what this guy does, because he never even, doesn't really even go to that church. I don't think he goes to any church. And to do that, and to hold the Bible up and to present himself like some dictator is really setting himself up for, I think, some karmic, divine inspiration, retribution, or punishment. And how ironic it was brought over. The reports further said it was brought over by Ivana in her handbag. And Ivana, if you notice, was the only one who had a mask on. And I guess she took it off as she got closer. And then she reveals that Bible that her father's supposed to hold that was sent by her husband, Jarrett, and if Dad holds it up, it's kind of a ritualistic kind of thing almost, right? I mean, she's got the Bible and she's married to the son-in-law that kind of is really very creepy. You know, I mean, it's just me talking here. I mean, let me know if some people out there agree with me about that whole kind of scenario. Just me talking. And if you notice anything earlier today, I want to get the guys in on this, but the news about the other guys being charged was actually, you know, was broken really before Attorney General Keith Ellison had an opportunity by Amy Klobuchar. I understand she said it on her Twitter. And how ironic, as she tries to position herself to be a vice presidential candidate, and when she was a prosecutor, she shied away from prosecuting cops and trying to clean up her little record of, you know, not being the best choice as far as African Americans would be concerned, and this is her spot. You know, I'm not a fan, have never been a fan, and it's just kind of interesting that that move was made by her, which normally would be announced by the Attorney General, the actual guy that's going to do it. But, you know, I guess she was doing some preemptive shots there. And one last thing I want to say before I bring the gentlemen in is that, you know, we're first responders, right, in this country. I mean, I got a lot of stuff to say, but we're first responders in this country. And how ironic it is that the first responders and many of us who are in, like I said, embedded as the infrastructure of this country, being the first on the front line and being on the, you know, the first ones to get exposed to the corona and all this stuff, being on the front line and being the ones that service the people. And it's really a symbol of, and if you, Brother Keith Ellison, if you remember the sister that was in Baltimore during the Freddie Gray case, this is what happens when we all push forward. Those are the results of people voting to get black people in those positions. And how ironic that we have a brother in the position that's going to do the right thing, that's known for doing the right thing. Because the black faces in the places don't always make the difference just because they're black faces, as we well know, especially during this time with this administration. But it is incumbent. This is what voting gets us, right? Pushing the mantle forward. Forward ever, backward never. So as we get those more of them government jobs, when Richard Pryor used to joke back in the day, cats marched on the place and they was hiring that day. As we get those jobs and get more and more embedded within the infrastructure and the first responder and come rise up, next thing you know, brother's chief of police, brother's attorney general, and then and so forth and so on. You know, something more that I'm sure Byron can attest to in great detail. If you've been anywhere on the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and see how many black people work within the infrastructure of the system of the Capitol. Let's bring the gentlemen in. Brother Byron Saunders, the legendary historian. Oh, I disconnected you, Byron. Call back. Damn it. I pressed the other thing instead of the mic. All right. Brother Wayne Gilman. Here he is, the newsman. Brother Wayne, open your mic. Brother Wayne.
All right. Ahead, okay. I was hoping. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, you can always be heard. You go ahead.
All right, great. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I don't know where to begin because you captured it all, you know. I was wondering about that Klobuchar piece, but I'm glad you explained it because I was listening off and on while doing work today, and I didn't realize that she had gone as far as to upstage the brother. But, you know, this just goes to show the kind of country that we're in. You know, she's trying to make up, you know, for some ill-gotten gains in the past because she has been linked, from what I've read, to this officer who was indicted, the one who actually placed the knee on Floyd. But like you, I was taken.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. You heard she was linked to the officer?
Yeah, there was something in the past. You know, and I didn't get a chance to get a thorough explanation on that, but when she was, attorney general or a prosecutor, there was some involvement concerning his history with the department. And I'm trying to, you know, I saw it on the internet one night, and I didn't get a chance to do a follow-up on it. But there is a nexus, if you will, between the two of them. Not to say that she's done anything that would be considered, you know, irreverent or illicit. But the deal is that her thinking has been criticized on a number of occasions about certain cases that have come before her desk. And that's why, you know, some members of the, particularly the black press, has been somewhat ferocious about her history. And while she presents well on the debate stage, it's what she brings with it from the past that seems to be questionable, and that's it. But like you, I was taken back when I saw two people of Asian descent as the among the three officers, the four officers who were involved in the incident. And again, you make a very salient point.
Let me interrupt you for 1 second. Sorry to get you in midstream. We're going to have to do a two-parter here tonight, too, because I'm looking to see how much time we have left. And I noticed we have 90 seconds because I must have put in probably about 15 minutes. So after we're going to jump off right here, come back on for another 40 minutes, and we'll go right into let's finish your point, then we'll go right into Byron. So let me just cut this episode right here and jump back in after I added some more time. All right? All right. So hold on. Call back and both of you guys. I'll text you real quick. We'll be back in 2 seconds, folks.
Fantastic.